Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we got a bunch of good stuff coming up here. Hour number two here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time for your calls about whatever's on your mind, political, personal, anything goes. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can go vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. We are number one 4 days straight now, thanks to your votes, in this here month of August. And over hundreds of our listeners have gone and voted. We'd like thousands of you to go, but it's always a percentage that actually goes and does it.
Mm-hmm.
And we do appreciate every one of you that has, especially if you have passed the word on to your friends or family members about the show. That's really important, because if each one of you that goes and votes goes and gets somebody else to vote, we just double our votes.
Perhaps they'll listen, too.
That would be a bonus. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Let me catch up on a couple of emails here, Manwich.
Okay.
And then at some point, I do want to get to the New York City search situation that is continuing to develop there. This one from Mike, Joe. Mike, though, he says, "Hey, Ian and Manwich, great show, topics, discussions, etc. Anyway, there was a recent post on the BBS at freetalklive.com about a possible upcoming draft. Personally, I don't believe a draft would come about anytime soon without severe public outcry." I hope you're right, Mike.
I hope so.
And I know that
The thing is you can talk to a few people today. Try talking to three people today about the upcoming draft, and somebody's going to say, "You know, the draft's a pretty good idea.
Yes, you're absolutely
teaches
right.
Young men and women responsibility, self-discipline, and respect, yeah. And blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah."
Yeah, that's if you let them go on. Yeah, they'll say all that.
And I do believe that it does teach people those things, except for the draft part. I think that the military will teach people those things, and I think the military can be good for somebody, a young person.
So can going to a job and showing up on time.
Except
I mean, all
for
those
getting killed in a foreign country.
Yeah. All those things that you mentioned absolutely can be taught by the military, but there's no reason why they couldn't be taught by a business.
You know, the thing about military is that those sergeants have the force of the brig behind them. You have to do what they say. Whereas you don't have to do what the manager at Burger King says. You can just lose your job and continue
and then
to be
you
a
don't
loser.
Have a paycheck.
Well, you know,
there's some incentive there.
The incentive.
There's incentive in both situations.
There's more incentive in losing your freedom, but I think it's a silly thing to. You know, go ahead and get your own self-discipline. Have your own little bit of self-discipline.
Yeah, how dare you suggest that people should be forced, not you, Manwich, but those of you who support the draft, that people should be forced at gunpoint to serve their government. Hey, it's outrageous. It's slavery. That's what the draft is.
It's precisely
slavery. It's slavery. Now, it should be pointed out that Mike brings up a legitimate point. He doesn't believe a draft would come about anytime soon without severe public outcry. But will the public cry out about the National Service Program?
I don't think they will.
Because that's what it's going to be called.
Yep.
If they bring it back, it will not be called a draft ever again.
No.
You and I will know it's the draft and we'll label it the draft. Will the major media label it the draft?
Probably not.
Depends on if they get some guest in there that's back from the 60s that realizes what's going on. But for the most part, I bet it'll be ignored. And it'll be touted as, look, it's a national service program. Oh, and by the way, what they've been talking about doing with this national service program, because there are people in Washington that are talking and planning this. They're talking about making it a kinder, friendlier draft,
sure,
where you can choose to go to the military, you can choose to go to the foreign countries, or you can choose to join up with the AmeriCorps program and, you know, pack boxes for the military, do some sort of menial labor, build picnic tables or something like that. So you get to choose the involuntary servitude. So you get to voluntarily choose what category of involuntary servitude you get. Isn't that nice?
That's great.
That's so caring. Let me go on with the rest of his email. However, if the draft was instated by Congress, the argument was posed that you cannot legally be drafted. This is because the 13th Amendment states that involuntary servitude is against the law, unless used as punishment for a crime of which you are convicted. I'm guessing this crime clause was meant only to refer to prison terms. However, I started to wonder if this might be used as a kind of catch-22, in that the draft board would arrest you for not volunteering for the Army, and then punish you by sentencing you to Army service. I was just wondering what you guys thought of this possible escape from an army service, or knew anything more about it. I think that what you're coming up with, Mike, is something that if you can think about it, the bureaucrats can think about it too. And it sounds like a legal means to get people into the military. But that doesn't mean it's legitimate. It just means it's legal. There's lots of laws that are illegitimate and bad.
Well, they'll do what it takes.
Yeah.
They'll do what it takes to get to coerce people into doing what they want them to do.
Sure. They'll send guys in uniform to your house to try to cajole you outside of your house and come with them in the car to go to the base. You know, they'll do anything it takes. They'll use whatever show of force they can possibly muster to get you to go along with their plan. What it's going to take to put a stop to this is, as Mike puts it, severe public outcry. It's going to take people refusing to go. And, I mean, it's tough when you got people pointing guns at you or armed guys that are coming after
you. It's hard just when somebody in authority says, sorry, son, you can't say no. Get in the car. Get on the bus, boy.
By the way, our board operator sent me an instant message saying that he's going to be 35 in a few months and therefore not eligible for the draft.
Apparently he doesn't know the new laws.
Well, they've raised the recruiting age in the Army to 39, I believe. Actually, I think they might have raised it again to 42 or something like that.
God.
But I'm waiting for the day when they lower it. I'm waiting for the day when it gets dropped to 14.
Yeah, they just might.
Because they're so desperate now. But yeah, don't feel safe. I mean, that's like somebody saying, well, it's okay. They won't change the rules on Social Security in my lifetime. What, you don't think they're not going to change the rules if they can't draft who they want to draft?
They've already changed them just recently.
Well, they've already changed the recruiting age. Whether or not that changes the draft age, I don't know. But there's no reason why they couldn't just flip a switch and make that change. And even if you were within the draft, within the draftable age, would you go? If you're 29 and they send you the draft notice, and by the way, when they did the draft back in the day, they started, I think, at 20. And then they kind of went to 21, and then 19, and then 22, and 18. I think that's how the draft works.
Mm-hmm.
So the older people were not as likely to be drafted at all. They started within a certain age range. So you probably don't have to be concerned, but don't feel safe. But what if they did come after you? What if they came after you, Manwich? You're 34. What if they came after you and said, they sent you that draft notice in the mail. Manwich, you're needed by your country. You need to come report to your nearest military base in Tampa right away.
I think they're going to have to talk to my lawyer.
Okay. What if your lawyer says, man, this is the military. I can't fight these guys.
I'm going to find a lawyer that will.
What if they all say they don't want to fight the military?
They won't.
How do you know that?
Because they'll take my money.
I had a friend who was searched by the police not too long ago, and he couldn't find a lawyer to take his case.
That's because
nobody wants to mess with the cops. Why do you think they'll mess with the military?
Your friend didn't have any.
He had some money. Yeah, he did. He wanted to take the cops to court for tearing apart his car with a unwarranted search, and nobody would take it. They're scared to death of these guys.
You know, I've got a...
What lawyer wants the cops coming to his house?
I've got a wife and two mortgage payments.
Right.
I cannot go to war and earn, the pittance that you're going to pay a private, or even if you make me a staff sergeant, I don't know what the E5 or whatever.
Right.
I can't live on those kind of wages. I have to have income coming in. Sorry, fellas.
So what if they guarantee to pay your mortgage for you? What you got?
The mortgage?
Yeah. Don't worry, man, which we'll cover it.
If they were talking $6,000 a month, they cut my wife a check for $6,000. I might look at it.
You are so unprincipled.
What? All I'm telling you is everything's for sale, man.
Okay.
I don't know. Depleted uranium, though.
I don't care if it's $100,000 a month. I'm not going to the military.
I forget about that.
Take orders.
The chances of getting a bullet in the head are much less than being damaged by the depleted uranium.
How about just taking orders for a living? I couldn't live like that. More on the way. Hour number two. You can take control. This
You'll
is
1-800-259-9231.
I order you to shut up. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, toll-free. Bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there for you, the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. It's all free. Cost you nothing. Just go and take advantage of it, freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, I've been talking about the New York City situation.
Yes.
We've been promising to talk about this, and it definitely deserves to be focused on New York City. The NYCLU is suing now over the subway searches. New York Civil Liberties Union filed suit against the city to keep police from searching the bags of passengers entering the subway.
You know, it baffles me how these right-wing radio shows just bash the ACLU all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd hate to have civil liberties, wouldn't we? Because
yeah.
The government's really looking out for our civil liberties, aren't they?
I'm with you, man.
God, it's crazy. It's stupid.
I've heard all kinds of people claim up and down that the ACLU does all these horrible things.
I don't see the evidence
I've never seen it. Now, maybe it's only because we only pay attention when they do pro-liberty things, mm-hmm. but they definitely do pro-liberty things. So, I mean, maybe there, if you know, if there's some examples, post them on the BBS or email them to us, you know, so at least we can know.
If you can't put a manger scene in front of your city hall, I'm sorry. Put it in front of your church.
Sure.
Put it in your front lawn.
Yeah.
If you've got to have this manger scene so badly, put it someplace where it's private. Because the fact is that there's somebody in your town that pays taxes to that city that doesn't believe in that stuff.
That's right.
So they shouldn't have to.
And you wouldn't want a Satan scene in front of the city in City Hall, would you?
No, they wouldn't want. They wouldn't want to have Alibaba and his 40 thieves there.
They wouldn't want a statue of Buddha.
No.
Right.
I mean, this is it. Everybody pays taxes into this one pool,
right.
as bad of an idea as that is. And
if you're going to have it be that way, you need to have separation of church and state.
You know, the problem is that the city hall is such a central part of our lives.
Mm, yeah.
What should be central in your life is the school where your children go,
right.
and your church, and, you
things
know, a community center of some sort.
Right. Not trying to impose your way and your will on others, which is unfortunately what the government encourages people to do.
Oh, of course
they
do.
That's the sickest part of this whole thing. The government encourages people to demand certain things of everyone else. It's a mechanism. It's like a big tool of violence that interest groups can turn on other interest groups, that interest groups can turn on innocent people in order to get them to fund their pet projects. If what you're doing is really worthwhile, get it funded voluntarily. I mean, it's a hallmark of a bad idea if you have to take it to government
yeah.
to get it done.
You can't get somebody to pay for it otherwise.
Speaking of bad ideas, New York City being sued by the NYCLU over the random searches. I'm not going to get into the details of the lawsuit, but basically after the London bombings, as I predicted, it gave our government the excuse it needed to crack down even further. We already had more security protocols and procedures as a result of 9/11, but now because a bomb went off somewhere else in the world,
right.
that means that they're more likely to go off here, and so therefore now there are random searches of people that have bags within the New York subway system. There's also, I think, other methods of public transportation, the buses and things like that, that are also subject to search in New York. Well, one guy came up with an idea. He came up with a T-shirt to wear that actually says on it, "I do not consent to a search." Because if you did a little bit of digging, you'd find out that the NYPD could not force you necessarily to allow them to search. You could say no, but then they'd force you to leave the subway.
Right.
And as you pointed out, you could just walk a block and get on and try again. You know, go down another entrance and try again there.
They're all over.
Yeah. And keep trying until you finally got on.
Or just get at the end of the line. I mean,
yeah.
a city of 12 million people, I think that they might miss you.
It'd be easy enough to just walk a little bit and go to different cops.
Sure.
Anyway, here's some responses that some people had to, I think, the Village Voice, which isn't that a liberal publication?
I believe it is, yeah.
New York? Well, they apparently wrote an article about the shirt guy, Tony Liu, who created the T-shirts. And here's some of the responses that they got from people around the country. Bob Andrews from Atlanta, Georgia writes, "This is such a reasonable action. I cannot believe that any U.S. citizen would object to random searches. If I had my way, I would immediately institute racial profiling. Search me."
That's great, Bob.
"Let's make America safer," he says.
"I think you've got a bomb in your butt." You know, the thing is that's what I don't get about these people. They, at some point or another,
they're pathetic.
There's your that's your wall. You know, that's where your personal space begins. I can't understand why it is they just want the government to take over. The thing is, it's rational. It makes sense in today's current political climate. Because if we're going to fight wars in foreign nations, people are going to come over here and try to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
So let's try to stop those people whatever way we can.
Right.
I can see it. The problem is, we're going over there and killing them first.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we stop doing that, they'll stop coming over here and bothering us.
Yeah, that
that's
makes
what
sense.
Osama bin Laden said. He was just so outraged by the first Gulf War
right.
and Saudi Arabia's participation with the United States.
You think he's BSing? Do you think Osama's, you know, giving us a line when he really believes that he hates our freedoms and he doesn't like McDonald's and Pepsi?
Yes,
and
he hates Britney Spears.
Right. Please, he hates us because we killed people over there. And we're continuing to do
and
it.
And we have control in his government. And people
right.
like King Fahd, who just passed away, these despotic leaders, we prop them up.
Let me read another one of these.
Their people can't vote on who their government is.
This is so
and it's
people.
Our and it's us backing them up. Of course they're going to do what it takes to be able to get free.
Yes.
We do it too.
These pathetic supposed freedom lovers, these Americans, they call themselves Americans. You're nothing but a bunch of cowards. Listen to this, man, which Ivan Clymer from Mount Juliet, Tennessee, he says, is it fair to say those who are guilty have something to hide? No!
No,
it's not,
you jerk!
You have a right to privacy in this country, Ivan. During a time when one person's perverted mission can destroy the lives of many, we still have the audacity to scream our privacy is being invaded through acts of protection put forth by our government. Reactions like those of Tony Liu just inflame people at a time when unity should be our only objective.
Fine! Then get unified around my civil rights. Get unified around the Declaration of Independence. Get unified around the first ten amendments called?
The
Bill of Rights.
Bill of Rights.
Let's get unified around that. Not your totalitarian wanting to look in my bag and stuff. God, what a jerk.
No Batman? This is from Rinaldo De Valle in Center Reach, New York. Though I can see Lee's view regarding the rights of privacy, we must come to real terms. Meaning translation, totally drop your right to privacy and bend over.
Yep.
There's no Batman protecting Gotham from evildoers. The government has the responsibility to protect its citizens, and if backpacks are randomly checked, a potential terrorist just might think twice before picking a target. On Long Island, it already proved to be successful. The police arrested a man with weapons at the Brentwood train station who had a prior arrest for explosives. But hey,
I don't know if that really counts as stopping a terrorist act.
No, it doesn't. It's just an anecdote. I feel, hey, if I'm not doing anything wrong, I have nothing to fear. Isn't it amazing how pervasive that is? I've only read three of these letters, and two of them use almost the exact same verbiage.
Mm.
I have nothing to fear if I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't mind being delayed. What's 2 minutes here, 2 minutes there, 2 minutes here, 2 minutes there? Well, 2 minutes times a million people, that's a lot of time that's wasted.
And that's really what the government's job is. It's to waste the time and money of the productive.
And like you asked, what is your limit? If 2 minutes is okay, how about 20? If it's 20-minute long searches that are going on, 20-minute long detentions, and how about questioning sessions? How about where are you going? Where are you coming from? You going to grandma's house? Can you tell me how old she is? What's her name? You know, trying to find out if they're lying or stuff like
sure.
that. I got a 20-minute interrogation to ride the subway. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's BG. bgfindashop.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which
political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there. We got all kinds of good stuff on there, different categories that you can post into. We've got the general category, anything goes. We got the issues category, mm-hmm. where clearly you're talking about things that matter in politics and that sort of thing. The show, where you can comment and critique on the actual show.
Isn't there a segment in the show category called Fireman, which...
I think there is.
Yeah.
And there's also the Photoshops forum, where there's Johnson has been begging me to promote this. Our users have now been posting pictures, because somebody mentioned earlier during the show, video game-handed mutants. So Johnson took the initiative and posted up into the Photoshop forum what that would look like. Like, as far as our listeners have gone ahead and started posting pictures of what they think that means. So you can go see what that's all about at the bulletin board system, which, by the way, we've made accessible to anybody now at freetalklive.com. Back in the old days, it used to be you had to register to go read the BBS.
Really?
But now you can just go and you just have to click on one of those terms of agreements, you know, those legally stuff, and you click agree, and then you go into the BBS.
But to post...
To post, you actually have to register.
Okay.
Right.
But you can read it otherwise.
Exactly.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so it opens it up. So it's open to anybody. FreeTalkLive.com. Check it out. We're talking about New York City, where things are just going insane. They have instituted random searches of people with bags on the New York City subway system, and I think also on other public transportation methods.
So they're just doing bags?
People with bags.
So you're telling me you couldn't strap dynamite to yourself?
I'm telling you, you could strap dynamite to yourself.
And they just walk right past the cops.
Yep.
God. It has nothing to do with protecting us.
No, it's an illusion of protection.
It is.
It has everything to do. What it has everything to do with is control and getting people used to having their rights violated. This is called the Fourth Amendment. Why don't you pull it up, man?
And getting the cops used to taking them away. Because the cops are people, too.
Yeah.
They have to be, you know, slowly... worked into this just like anybody else.
Yeah, you can't ask the cops right off the bat to just start killing Americans.
Yeah, just mow them down.
Right.
They're disobeying orders. Kill them. Kill them all.
You have to bring it in step by step. All right, now you're going to search them. Now you're going to ask them a bunch of questions. Now you're going to hold them in detention. Now you're going to beat them. Now you're going to beat them within an inch of their lives. And now you're going to kill them.
Yeah, just like that.
And then you're a killing machine at that point. Yeah, I commented to you during the break, man, which we're reading some of these just unbelievable emails that a magazine got. The Village Voice, which, you know, we're not fans of necessarily, but the emails are just amazing from people around the country that are saying things like, if I'm not doing anything wrong, I have nothing to fear. Well, at what point are you going to get tired of this? If it's a 2-minute detention while they search your bag, is that okay? But what about a 20-minute interrogation? What if they start, right now it's like I think every fifth person in the subways are being searched. What if it's every 10th person that gets a nice 20-minute long interrogation about who they are, where they're from, where they're going, that sort of thing?
What if they have to detain everybody 30 days just to assess whether or not they're a terrorist threat or not?
How far will you let it go?
Yeah.
I mean, if you have nothing to hide, why not just spend a day proving that you have nothing to hide? It's pathetic. You people writing these emails, you should be embarrassed to call yourself Americans. Let me read a few more of them.
Oh, I'll leave
now, they aren't sending them to us. They send them to the Village Voice.
They send them to the Village Voice. But God forbid, if something did happen, well, if we were big enough, man, which we were on 500 stations, and we came out against the New York searches, they'd send us.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me read the Fourth Amendment to you.
Yeah, okay, please.
It's the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. Shall not be violated. And no warrants shall be issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
So these are clearly warrantless searches. I mean, somebody who supported them could make the argument that they're reasonable. That's the problem with the Constitution. There's these little loopholes in there, and it kind of has allowed them to go out of control and make a big, scary government. Let me read some more of these emails. Kenneth Drew writes in from South Carolina, I believe my right not to be blown up by a terrorist bomb takes precedence over someone's right not to be searched. Search the Bill of Rights. Is there a right in there outlined to not be bombed by terrorists? Is that Amendment number 20, 11 or something like
not
that?
Not specifically, no.
No.
One might argue life, but I really don't know. Security.
No,
versus
that's not in there.
Liberty.
Mm. No, you could be killed at any old moment.
Liberty always loses to security, I'm afraid.
I don't have a right to get in my car and drive around town and have a right to not have someone crash into me. That's a risk I'm taking by driving.
Yep.
I don't have a right to avoid an airplane coming into the studio at any old moment and just killing us all in a fiery inferno. I don't have those rights. Those are risks that we take living.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness we're still here. We haven't been killed in some freak accident yet. You just have to live with it and deal with it. And freedom's the best way to deal with this.
It absolutely is.
Because as we pointed out, all of it's for show. The bag searches do nothing. Like you said the other night, if I was a terrorist and I wanted to kill people and terrorize, and I had a bag full of explosives, and as you pointed out, you could wrap them around your body and not be searched at all. But if I had a bag full of explosives and I got randomly searched and I had a little detonator in my pocket and, well, instead of blowing it up on the subway, I'd blow it up right there on the platform, buddy, and take out 100 people instead of 25.
Well, yeah, and let's not forget that what happened in England was 32 people or something like that died, and I'm not trying to minimize that, but you're not going to have the situation like we did on 9/11, because the problem with 9/11 wasn't the several hundred people in the planes dying, it was the thousands of people that were in the buildings that they hit. Now, the subway, you can't run it into anything.
Mm-mm.
A bus, sorry, you can't. Now, Timothy McVeigh did manage to blow a big chunk out of the federal building with a U-Haul truck full of fertilizer, but
well, it just shows that if you put enough initiative into something, you can kill people people.
You have to attack buildings, not conveyances, in order to really kill a bunch of people.
And again, the terror would still be there if you killed people on the platform, too.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to some more of these ignoramuses. Earl Rogers in Talent, Oregon, writes in, this is to those that choose not to be searched by the police in New York. Stay home or find another way to get around. How dare you think that your petty little self-centered selves should be more important than the safety of all those who use the transit system?
Why do these jerks in all these other states even care? That they're whether or not
they're indignant about this.
They are. You don't live in New York. Your opinion as to what's going on in New York is and now
you're so self-centered for refusing to be searched, man.
Right. Somebody else should really be out there, getting searched for this war on terror.
How don't you know
to protect
that
me?
Don't you know that the Constitution was destroyed years ago? How dare you bring that old document up? You're un-American, Manwich, for not wanting to be searched. This is amazing.
Let's
no
look
wonder
up,
Hitler didn't have a problem gaining power.
Let's look up Earl in Oregon. He's probably still up. Let's call him. I've got a couple of things I want to say to Earl.
How many Earl Rogers are there in Talent, Oregon? Doofus. And all of these are alleged. I mean, those are the names on the emails. We don't really know if Earl wrote that. It could have been somebody who were pretending to be Earl. Anyway, here's another one from Lanny Phelps in College Station, Texas. Tony Liu, the guy who designed the T-shirt, sounds like the kind of doofus who likes to hear the sound of his own voice but has zero common sense. When you ride public transportation, you are at the whim of people who are trying to keep you and me safe from radicals and terrorists. It's their call when you decide to ride the subway, not that of idiots like Tony Liu. Well, that's true. It is a government-run subway, so they set the rules, and we made the mistake letting government take control of public transportation, because this is what we're getting. Which, by the way, that's one of the planks in the Communist Manifesto, government control of transportation. You guys are supporting communism. We're coming back.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Your show, you take control. We're in the midst of this insanity, reading these insane emails, these insane letters that were written to the Village Voice. Again, not fans of the Village Voice at all, but just amazing emails that certainly should be read, should be pointed out how the people in this country have apparently forgotten what country they live in. They apparently think they live in Nazi Germany. They want protection from mommy government.
Mm-hmm.
They're scared of them terrorists. And as you pointed out, it's a bunch of people from all around the country that are emailing in their opinions about what's happening to the people in New York. There hasn't been a single person in New York City that has actually sent an email in about this yet. You know, as far as how they feel about these random searches that are going on down there. It's pathetic. Any American that says if you've got nothing to hide, then why do you mind? Any American that says something like that, you're un-American, in my opinion.
Well, it's because they've all been educated by the public school system.
Right. You've been brainwashed.
Yep.
Sorry.
Let's
go to the phones and to the fun. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Join us online, by the way, freetalklive.com. We got free archives and much, much more there. Let's talk to Dan in Alabama. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amanwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sir.
Hey.
What I'm calling about tonight is, first, let me say that you guys are so tolerant about with your callers and the kind of things that you'll let people get away with saying for at least a short amount of time.
Okay, we have to because it's called Free Talk Live.
Yeah, exactly. But,
you mean you're talking about like the kook callers? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that, those guys.
Okay.
But really what I'm going about is apparently some people have a misconception about what free speech is.
Mm.
Free speech means that you have the right to your thoughts and you have the right to speak those thoughts on your property without threat of government coercion or aggression against you.
That's correct.
Now, when you say that you have the right to say it on the public common, too?
Yes.
Yeah. That would be the same thing, in public as well as on your own property. Now,
but you can't come on my property with a blowhorn and say whatever you want, right?
Just because I believe people have free speech doesn't mean that I have to let a neo-Nazi come in my house and start spouting his bigotry.
Right.
Now, extension of that is that if I am renting property, like you say, I own a Walmart,
mm-hmm.
I don't have to let people come in and talk about how great Kmart is.
Right.
You know, and try and get my customers to go over to Kmart.
Sure.
And it's the exact same thing that if I'm paying money, if I'm putting the bill for a broadcast, I don't have to let people come on my radio show and talk about whatever they want or try and divert my listeners to someone else's website or broadcast.
That's correct.
And just because I don't allow that doesn't mean that I'm infringing on their right of free speech.
You're right. There are a lot of people that just don't get it, and I think, again, I'll chalk it up to the government education system. You're taught that there is a First Amendment. You're taught that that's the freedom of speech, but those details aren't transmitted, so people don't get it. So thanks for clarifying that, Dan.
I wanted to clear that up. That's it. You guys are doing a great job.
Great call, man. Thank you,
thanks,
sir. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Chris in Texas. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello. Chris?
Hey, if anybody thinks this is going to stay in the airport, hey, this is going to be on the street. This is going to be on your freeways. This is going to be everywhere.
Yeah,
so you're talking about couple searches.
You're talking about searches.
Searches, the infringements on liberties. And
well, it's already out of the airports. Now it's in the subways, and it's on the buses.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in the schools.
And it's going to be on the freeways, and it's going to be on in your neighborhoods.
Right.
And they're going to have to check house to house to make sure terrorists aren't hiding in your basement.
Right.
Oh, yeah. What they're doing over there in Iraq, that's coming home pretty soon.
That is what they're doing in Iraq.
Troops searching your private homes. And
random searches, kicking in your door in the middle of the night.
Right. Hello, we're the military. We're just checking to make sure you don't have any terrorist paraphernalia.
You know, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that the other night. Well, what would you do, Chris, if it's midnight and you get a knock on your door, the front door? It's midnight, and you go up and say, "Who is it?" The police. What do you do?
If it's midnight, I don't know. I guess you just open your door and let them in. I guess
they're
to protect our liberties, right? So
No. You're being facetious, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you do for real?
Well, I would say, what's the problem? What are you know, what's going on?
Open the door. I want to talk to you.
I would ask to see a warrant if they want to come in and search my house.
How are they going to show you a warrant through a door? It's closed. Would you open the door to someone who claimed to be the police at midnight?
Probably not. No.
No. Well, then they're going to get angry, right? Open this door. We're the police. You better open this door right now. We'll kick it in.
It's difficult, isn't it?
I was thinking, your adrenaline would be pumping. You'd be thinking about what you could do. I mean, hopefully you'd be armed just in case, it wasn't the police and they had bad intentions, or worse, it was the police and they had bad intentions. I was thinking maybe a solution would be, okay, if you guys really are the cops and you're here and you've got a warrant, let me just call the department to make sure you're who you say you are. What are your names? And then go from there. And if they don't give you your names, then you certainly shouldn't open open the door.
Well, I have a window on my door, so it'd probably be pretty easy to see who's out there. But anyway, besides the point.
And we're just assuming that those people dressed like police.
Yeah,
right.
Police.
I mean, yeah. It's possible.
Even if they looked like cops, I wouldn't open the door.
But this whole idea of let's allow all these infringements on our rights in order to protect our American way of life, which totally makes no sense. It's contradictory. It's doublethink.
Can you believe this stuff? Can you believe that Americans are falling for this?
They're falling for it.
And it's just, I mean, it wasn't, it must not have been hard for Hitler to take, you know, take control in Germany.
The exact same thing's happening. It's just history repeating over and over again like it's done.
You're right. The parallels are shocking, Chris. Thank you for the call, man. Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231. Your opinions on the New York subway searches. Obviously, there are people in this country that think it's fine and dandy. I want to hear from one of you. Seriously, we want to give you the opportunity to explain why.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health among longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain here. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We're incensed, Manwich.
Yes, we are.
We're angry because Americans have forgotten their heritage. Americans have forgotten who they are, where they came from. We've forgotten history. We didn't pay attention, apparently, during World War II and what Hitler did in Nazi Germany. No, Bush is not actually Hitler, but there are some striking parallels.
There are some parallels, I'm afraid.
And one of those parallels is the deference to authority by the citizenry. People have been mind-warped and brainwashed into accepting this all-powerful, mighty state. Oh, you want to protect me? Okay, you can search everything I've got. Come on in. My mother said she'd let them search her house if they came and asked to search. So you mentioned random house searches. It's very well possible. If people are submitting to random searches in the subway, why wouldn't we hear the same old tired excuse? Well, I don't have anything to hide. That's what my mom said when I brought it up to her. I got nothing to hide. They can search my house.
See, here's where I get into a dilemma. Because when it comes to this house search,
they're coming in whether I want them to or not.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
They're gonna when they knock on that door and they say, "We're searching." Hello, Mr. Menwich. Mm-hmm. We're here to search the house. And I say, "I'm sorry, that I've got my civil rights and stuff, and you can't come in because you're dumb cops." You know, or whatever it is that I come up with at that moment, because I'm certainly not prepared for it. They're not going to warn me ahead of time there will be a house-to-house search.
Right.
They're just going to come and do it. And when they do something like this, they intend to come in.
Yeah.
Now, I got a couple of choices.
Mm-hmm.
I can say, I do this under protest. Or I can say, come on in. I can say, I do this under protest. Or...
And no one's going to notice your protest.
I can get out the Mossberg shotgun.
Right.
And I can blow holes in a few cops.
Yeah.
Now what? This ain't pretty.
Then
you know?
You've killed cops.
Yeah, now you've killed cops.
Cops don't like that.
Cops hate that, and everybody else hates that. Now, the press has painted cops to be the great protectors and the good guys and stuff. And sometimes they're the good guys.
Sometimes they're just following orders. And that's bad.
And
that's certainly a dilemma. And
I've certainly killed somebody who is really just a mindless drone, as they were described earlier.
It should be pointed out, they're not mindless drones. They've consented to following orders. They did not have to accept the orders that they took, okay? So they are fully responsible for carrying out the orders that they're carrying out. It should be noted that in Nazi Germany, if the Jewish people and the people who supported them had met the SS at their doors with clubs and blackjacks and baseball bats and, you know, guns if they had them, none of it would have happened.
Yeah.
None of it. It takes people being able to stand up for themselves and, I hate to say it, kill the cops. If the cops start coming around doing random searches, I think they should be shot and killed.
I just don't. I can't imagine you doing that.
Let them know.
I cannot imagine.
This is my house, and if you come in here, I'll kill you.
I think you're right. I think a man's home is his castle. He paid for it. And if these people want to come in and do searches, you know...
Let me try and sneak Posey in here. Posey, you got about 20 seconds in New York. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, well, I live in New York,
yeah.
And the fact of it is, I don't like it. I don't feel any safer. If you're trying to make random samples, well, you know how many people there go through the subway.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm dressed as a bag man, they're not going to search all those bags and things that I'm pushing through.
So you don't feel safer, and you're in New York. Posey, call us again sometime. We're out of time. Thanks for it, man. It's been in here with you.
And man
went straight from the horse's mouth.
Yep.
It's all for show. More coming back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us then. This has been Free Talk Live.